despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito.
Okay, we're in the mood now. Our friends from the NPR podcast Pop Culture Happy Hour and NPR Music have been thinking about their favorites for this summer, and now they're ready to share. They've just released their Songs of the Summer playlist. Joining us now to talk about the list is NPR Music Stephen Thompson.
Hello.
He's also a panelist on the NPR podcast Pop Culture Happy Hour, and also joining us is NPR Music's Lindsay McKenna. Lindsay,
hey,
welcome
there.
To you. Okay, so Stephen, what are you looking for in a summer song?
Well, I'm looking for something vibrant, something that feels universal in some way, something that taps into an emotion. It doesn't even have to be a positive emotion. A lot of times when you think of a song of the summer, you think like sugary, you think poppy, but that's not necessarily the case. You want something that you would like jam in your car with your friends late at night, assuming that you are, as you once were, a young person.
Okay. Lindsay, what about you? What are you looking for in a song of the summer?
When I think about why a song works as a song of the summer, I'm listening with a couple different pieces of criteria in mind. First things first, I want flexibility. Does this song work across the board?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Like if you're miserable or if you're happy or what?
Yeah, you need a bummer summer song.
Okay. Oh, you need a bummer summer song too. Okay,
no,
got it.
I mean, what I think I mean is like when you think about situations that you find yourself in during the summer, you know, that's everything from road trips to beach days to weddings to maybe even an adventurous night out or maybe even a night when you've had your heart broken by a summer crush. Who knows? I don't know. I want something that fits into any of those circumstances.
Okay. All right. So, Stephen, let's go back to you. What song did you pick for the playlist?
So I mentioned, you know, that not every summer song has to be sugary. I picked one that brings a lot of salt. A Swedish singer named Tove Lo with a song called Glad He's Gone.
Okay. We are going to play some of it, but we cannot play much of it because, as our British producer would say, Stephen, it's quite rude.
It is rude, and I think that's part of its charm. It is Frank.
Okay, Frank. Okay, here it is.
I got a girlfriend. She's got a boyfriend. She calls me crying every day because they got problems. He likes complaining. She's compromising. Coming to me for real advice when he just playing. I can tell she loves somewhere too deep. He loves being...
Okay, there we go. That's enough. Thank you very much. Okay, got it. Very frank. I understand. Okay, Lindsay, over to you. Hopefully we can play a little bit more of your song. What did you pick?
Let's give it a shot. This is Billie Eilish's Bad Guy.
Bruises on both my knees for you. Don't say thank you. Oh, please, I do what I want when I'm wanting to. My soul, so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy.
Duh.
Even if this were rude, we wouldn't know because we can't really understand what she's saying. But, okay, so tell me how this meets your criteria.
All right, so I will also start by admitting that Bad Guy isn't really your typical song in the summer. It's a little bit darker. It's more minimal. It's not exactly what you'd expect. It's got a darker sense of humor and its own kind of catchiness, but not the typical big, brash pop catchiness. But I think that's exactly why it's a great song in the summer, because again, this flexibility idea. Billie Eilish is pulling from a lot of different threads musically, which is why people kind of wonder what genre she fits in. I think Billie Eilish doesn't care what genre you think she fits in, and that's precisely the charm, that she's pulling in some of these left of center pop ideas from Lorde or from Lana Del Rey, but also some of like the brash dramatics of Tyler, the Creator.
Yep.
So we got a Gen Zer who's really going to do Gen Z and just forget genre.
That is true. She does not care, which we had a very interesting conversation with her a couple of weeks ago, and I confirm she does not care what you think.
I guess I'm pretty glad that you're alone. You said she's scared of me. I mean, I don't see what she sees, but maybe it's cause I'm wearing your cologne.
Okay, I'm gonna pull up another one on the list. This is Lizzo's Juice. Let's play a little bit.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Don't say it cause I know I'm cute. Ooh, baby. Louis down to my drawers. LV all on my shoes. Ooh,
sauce, got a bin looking like Grey Goose. Ooh, baby. Lit up like a crystal ball, that's cool, baby, so is you, that's how I roll. If I'm shining, everybody gonna shine. Yeah, I'm gold. I was born like this, don't even gotta try.
Okay, Stephen, why is this a great choice for Song of the Summer?
Lizzo put out one of the albums of the year so far. It is called 'Cause I Love You, and it is full of songs that you could pick for Song of the Summer. Juice is kind of my favorite. It is that perfect cocktail of self-affirmation and celebration. This feels in many ways like the year of Lizzo, where we've all just kind of gathered together and decided collectively and rightly that she is absolutely amazing.
All right, Lindsay, is there another song, even if it wasn't your pick, that you want to give a special shout out to?
All right. I do not think that we can have a segment talking about Song of the Summer without talking about Lil Nas X's Old Town Road, especially the remix with Billy Ray Cyrus. It might actually, if it's not the year of Lizzo, it's definitely the year of Old Town Road.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in a valley, you ain't been up off that porch now. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Okay, that is so crazy, because I'm having this image of a guy riding down the street in, say, Oakland or D.C. on a horse. And I'm thinking something about this picture doesn't quite, but tell me about it.
Why Welcome is this? To the Yeehaw agenda. This is it. This is what Lil Nas X is trying to do. So this song, you know, it didn't become the number one song in the country for 13 straight weeks without a little bit of controversy first. After its explosive rise, it was actually removed from the Billboard Hot 1 Country charts because it didn't meet the criteria of country. However, the reign of Old Town Road continues on the Hot 100 chart. Like I said, 13 straight weeks at number one now.
What's not country about it?
You be the judge. So it wasn't promoted by Sony out of Nashville. That initially it was told that the trap beats didn't necessarily make it a country song. So Billy Ray Cyrus hopped on the remix,
right,
and that's when it became a bona fide country song eligible for the charts.
Hat down, cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras.
I do think that Lil Nas X song is the closest thing we have to a Despacito, the one undeniable song of the summer that when we look back, it's going to be the song. If there's a movie that's set in the summer of 2019, that song will be playing over some key scene.
That was NPR Music Stephen Thompson. He's also a panelist on the podcast Pop Culture Happy Hour. We're also joined by NPR Music's Lindsay McKenna. You can see and hear all the picks at npr.org. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.